third thing, who deserves dedication of everything, allegiance of every atom, full allegiance of every atom towards Him. He is the highest entity, and He is rasam, anandam, beauty. Beauty, try to appreciate the position of the beauty as supermost thing. How bhajaniya guna visishta Bhagavan, not the country master of all powers, all grandeur, but bhajaniya guna visishta, Jiva Goswami has given this meaning to the word Bhagavan. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, three causal conception of the whole. The Bhagavan means bhajaniya guna visishta, first meaning who controls everything, who possesses all power. The master of all power is Bhagavan. But that does not satisfy the devotional aspect, the dedicational aspect. There's another meaning necessary, and that is bhajaniya. He has got such qualification as naturally attracts you to serve Him, bhajaniya. At the cost of your life, at the cost of your every prospect, you want to jump, being charmed, bhajaniya guna visishta. He has got a charming personality which draws us automatically towards Him. Bhajaniya guna visishta. A charming personality naturally attracting everything towards Him. That is Bhagavan. His highest, His innermost qualification or acquaintance is like that. Whoever comes in His connection, He is charmed to serve Him, to sacrifice Him, to satisfy Him at any cost. To satisfy Him, to obey Him at any cost. He is such charming, bhajaniya guna visishta. That is Bhagavan. That is the real nature of the central truth, of the absolute truth, that He is charming from all aspects. One cannot contain His separate individuality, separate interest. He runs madly to jump into the, to serve Him, supply, to obey His order in any way that is to merge into Him. Such a charm. Bhajaniya guna visishta. But that does not mean that Brahma became one. But keeping His individual character, the whole system is like that. The whole system, they are working as in a charm. In a charm. Vrindavan, a place of charm. All madly, they are experiencing some supernatural joy and madly engaged in the service of Krishna. Can't keep away from that. So nearer place to Krishna is such. Nearer place, all madly engaged in the satisfaction of Krishna. And they are also imbibing a peculiar type of anandam in themselves by doing that sort of service. Charming. Charming, and that is not this charming, as our Jayatirtha Maharaj said, thereby if we use sacrament, then in a charming way we can dance and sing, not this material thing. But really it is there in the innermost existence that in Vrindavan is a charming, atmosphere. Though they are meeting many impossible things, still they are charming. They found with their own eyes that Krishna, a boy of 7 years, he lifted the Govardhan Giri, and practically they took their shelter there for about a week. But still they are saying, no, he is not over there, he is my boy. A group from the society came to Nanda. You keep this boy as a boy, as one of us, but it is dangerous. What he did the other day, he lifted out that Govardhan as him. You say he is my boy and you are keeping, you are very alert about this boy. A group from the go came and they filed a complaint near Nanda. We must be careful about the boy. He is not an ordinary boy. So many fish, Yashoda himself, herself, she saw that he tried to tie him, but all addition in the same rope as this shortage to 2 fingers. Still, she is charmed in such a way that he is going on that service by the special will of Krishna. The group around him, they are all doing their service as if by sacrament. It's a charming way. Charming way. Above consciousness, Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Calculation, reasoning, all vanished in a distant way back. On the other side, Viraja Brahmalok, the renunciation in the middle, and dedication to classes, one retaining personal consciousness, and then another merging into the, intensely merging into the God consciousness, losing almost their own, own individual interest, so much so marked in the interest of Krishna. Hare Krishna. To be our devotion genuine, at least in the dream of Mahaprabhu, we have to think all these things. Shuddha Bhakti, Jnana Karma Janavitam, Karma, the master of energy, and the Jnana, that I can know what good, bad, I can know. I cannot give that standard to any other's hand. To know what is good, what is bad, I must keep that in my own hand. Good or bad, that responsibility I must not give to anyone. And such thing also to be given up and depend fully on the higher guardian's decision. This is important. We must consciously do this, to transfer the standard of judging right and wrong, the standard of judgment, to give it to others. I won't be able to judge my own interest. My interest will be judged by my guardian. To transfer the standard of judgment to any other hand, a dangerous thing, we must do it consciously. We must be ensured that we are in a safe position, we are in home. in home, I do not know how to look after my own interest, while my guardians, they are looking after my own interest. It is that sort of atmosphere I have come within, home interest. Back to God, back to home. So much dependence, reliance. I am such a teeny thing. I cannot know my interest. I do not know my own interest. My guardians know better than me. They are more interested in me than I myself. Such a child we are going to live on. So how and what way we shall make our progress? What will be our progress? Standard of utility, standard of interest has diabolically changed. Die to live. What is your property at present? You will have to be separated once for all from them. The environment you are living in, your ego, with your ego, that forever that is to be abolished, die, and then you will have a life worth living. So much risk, and it is recommended to us by the grace of the center. Center, he can make himself known, none else. All right reserved. Only he can make himself known, and all others only by his inspiration. Then should we jump for such an adventurous life? For the standard of good or bad will also be snatched from me. You do not know what is your benefit, your welfare. You do not know in your present stage. But you will feel, you will live, die, and then when we will live, you will understand this is the best. We won't leave this home. It will be there. There's such a stage, such a happy stage, is never possible. You will be able to understand. You won't want to leave that position. Simaran Sarva Goswam. Rather I shall die in this position, I won't live this. Oh, Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. If we understand these basic principles of life, otherwise anyone will say something and I will be converted into his mentality. No stability. You see, Siddhante Rohini Mojiya Hari Bhakti Raila Duri. Asat Siddhante Nagi. A misconception. I am caught within the misconception of things, of the environment, and the Hari Bhakti is far, far away. Asata Siddhanta Rahim Mojiya. So Sammandha Gyan, place, position, purpose in an organic whole of the individual, in an organic whole. Sammandha Gyan, we shall take the name, or we shall do the work of a sweeper, or we shall go on explaining Bhagavatam to be devotion proper, that Sambandhagyan is necessary. Who am I? Where am I? Why I am doing this thing? Who is the recipient? All these things are concerned, come to valuation, to attach value to my activity. This spirit, why I am doing, from what, for what necessity, for to fulfill what purpose I am doing. I was doing the work of a sweeper, or I am working as a guru, explaining Bhagavatam, or talking about God to the public. Whatever I am doing, why I am doing so, to what purpose, Sambandhagyan, that will fetch the proper price, proper price. Sambandhagyan, who am I? What is my position? Why I am doing this? All this consideration. It is to satisfy Krishna. Or from whom in me? Or some chance rumor. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. We must have our own basis to stand over and work. Bhuta Shuddhi, Bhuta Shuddhi. Eho Vajjo Aage Kahoar, Eho Vajjo Aage Kahoar. We are working, making progress towards. But where is my position? Eho Vajjo. Go deeper, go deeper, go inner, go higher. It is very difficult. We are going to nowhere, to leave the standard of knowledge from our own hand, only inner feeling, only inner satisfaction. That is the standard. Home experience. Home experience is the guarantee. Go deeper, leaving away all other proofs. Home experience. This is my home. Innermost satisfaction. This is my home. To understand by the inner adjustment, or adjusting sense, inner sense of adjustment. Home adjustment is proper adjustment. Other adjustment are artificial, temporary. So, Hridaye na bhanujñato jo dharmastar nibodhata. Manusanghita manu says, you must have approval of the innermost heart of your you within. Your innermost self must have, must give approval that it is your home. coming from revealed truth, accepted by so many reliable saints and approved by your innermost heart. That is the sign of dharma proper. Vidyadvi sevita sadvi nittam abdish ragivi arhidai nabhanukyatu jo dharmastam nibodhata. Oh, you understand, I am talking of a real religion. What is that? First, vidyadvi sevita. Not this empirical scholars, but by the scholars who are well versed in the revealed truth. They have accepted. Experts in understanding revealed scriptures. First sign is it must be so. It is coming from him. He can make himself known. Those that believe in that, it must be given by them. Then second, it is accepted by so many stalwarts of this world. Who are those stalwarts? Sadhvi, sadhvi, of this Ravi, who has got no aspiration in any achievement of this world. Sevita, vidyadvi, sevita, sadhvi. What is the symptom of the sadvi? Sat, nittam adresa ragivi, who has got no attraction or apathy, sympathy or apathy for anything in this mortal world, accepted by those stalwarts. And the third thing, you must have inner approval of your own. Three things necessary. First thing, it must come from outside, accepted by the stalwart who is independent of any loss and the gain of this world. And the third, your inner approval. Jo dharmastam nibodhata, which is such character, so you try to understand them, you give your attention to that. Otherwise, waste of time. At least these three things you must find, then you will give your attention to that. And the highest thing is inner approval. In Bhagavatam also we find amongst the audience, so many talks. Vedajata Muttidhara Pipishti, that when this Bhagavatam truth was delivered by Sukadeva Goswami, the assembly is full of so many authorities of different departments of the Vedic knowledge. Ved has got different departments, and there are representatives of all classes of Vedic thought. Veda yatha murti, as if those parts of the Veda teachings have been personified there, and so many. One representing one department, another department of the Vedic knowledge. In this way, the whole Vedic knowledge as personified is representing them in the Sabha, where Bhagavatam, the truth of Bhagavatam is being delivered by Sukadeva Goswami, all harmonizing and capturing the crown of all kinds of Vedic thought. Vikama kalpataruur golitang phalam. That is Bhagavatam, the acme of all revealed truths so far come in this world. Die. Die goes. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara. And that Bhagavatam was given by Sri Chaitanya Dev. Don't waste your time in any false errand. False errand. Immediately to accept the Bhagavatam, which is the crown of all Vedic revelation given ever to the world. Yes. Bhagavat Prem, the Krishna conception of Godhead, the beauty, the charm, the affection, the love, that is what is the best thing for us. Come blindly to accept that. Krishna, 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 and through sound only, not an intricate method. Directly take the name, earnestly call him to help, to your help. Broad road. He is not a material thing. As a subject, you will inquire, you will try your best to find out where it is. He is everywhere. He is all embracing, all love, all qualities within him. Only you are culprit. Think that only call aloud for him. Give me shelter, my Lord, in the broad way. Want only, earnest want. My Lord, accept me in your service. I am puzzled, perplexed. I don't know what is my goal. You are guardian, you are all in all. My Lord, take me. He has got ears everywhere. He has got eyes everywhere. He has got attention everywhere. He only try to approach him in a broad way. Call him aloud. Take me. Lift me to your holy feet, my Lord. That will be the way. In any form or other.
Oshud Kheni.
You do not know what is going from your door. Accept him. He himself has come to be caught by you. Take him. But the barrier is a subtle but a difficult barrier between him and us. Appealing from that. Whether we shall search, he is searching to accept. So I asked them to write a book, The Lord's Loving Search for the Lost Servant. Came and went from door to door, accept me. Accept me, I am everything of you, accept me. He searched. Gaudila is Lord's search for the lost servant. Loving search of the Lord for lost servants. That is Gaudila. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar. হেন অবতার হবে কি হয়েছে হেন প্রেম পরচার হেদার সচ অ্যাটেম্পট হ্যাজ এভার বিন এভার টেকেন প্লেস ইন দি পাস্ট অর উইল ইট কাম ইন দি ফিউচার ইট ইজ ডাউটফুল হেদার সচ গ্রিসফুল অ্যাটেম্পট ফ্রম দি সেন্টার উইল কাম ফর এভার ইন দি ফিউচার অর ইট ইজ occurred in the past, how will it be? But that is here at present. What to do? He came with such a emotional feeling in a broad, wide way that all were struck dumb, all scholars. What is this? An ecstatic joy which is not found here. Only the singing and dancing and in a madly way with so many persons is transparent. Song and once I mentioned in the Sokisha. One old man came to visit Bagbajar Gauri Amar. He was standing, old man, a fair looking old man, educated, and we few were in a room, and in some topic we were laughing, someone has suddenly found him, that out a gentleman from outside has come, and he will see that these, in the name of sadhana, the boys here are laughing with anything. What is this laughter? Meaningless laughter. Is this bhajan? In this mud, only this sort of laughing will go as bhajan. What is this? So he gave some caution. Oh, that man standing there, you stop, you are laughing, sir. Then that man approached. I was simply dumb to find this sort of laughing. I never experienced in my life such such pure laughing, laughter. Laughter, there are so many, but some sort of polluted characteristic there. Open laughter, so much intense, simple, I am finding here a past. So I am charmed, I am standing and enjoying this laughter, the heartfelt, open-hearted laughter. So Mahaprabhu came with singing and dancing and chanting in a mass movement. And all were struck dumb. What sort of charm is there? A mass movement of laughing and chanting and dancing and no trace of any anxiety of this world. The death, other difficulties, famine, flood, disease, all these things are from the subconscious reason, always creating some disturbance in the mental system, but there is no trace of anything. What is this? The scholars and the authorities of all departments, they are simply charmed to look at what ecstatic dance and chanting in mass movement taking the name of the Lord. What is this? And only by this method, this ordinary method, dancing and chanting, taking the name of the Lord, he will deliver all difficulties, all mental crookedness and misadjustment will be all harmonized. Only by this method. It's wonderful. A simple thing, the most simple. The Vedantic culture, there are so many tapascharya, penances, serious penances under the sun in the summer. Then so many practices of austerity and the study of so many things. This is the practices of the control of the air within, the shasparshas of the breath. So many processes are there. But this is only a mass movement taking the name highly and dancing and chanting. Here is a particular method. And they are showing as if they are very happy, no anxiety, all gone. What is this? Ordinary, which can be done by anyone and everyone. No scholarship, no other special art or science necessary. Mass characteristic. Nachiya gaiya khol korotale, ghaiya matiya phire, tadasupariye samanu kinkaro kapat antodar. All the difficulties, they shut their door forever. And they are mad in ecstasy, dance. Thereby every evil agents are called conquered. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, here I stop. Bancha, Kalpatari, Bhashti, 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 Janam, Bhavari.
The formal sound may come out through the lips, but that is not real then present. That is something else. Super consciousness.
But I thought I had always faith in God anyway.
Faith in God?
Anyway, I had faith. I have my lifetime, I have faith.
Then you have faith in what sort of God? He has got no name.
Well, I don't know God, but I have some faith in a certain higher...
Faith, but your God has any name. Through sound, anyone can approach him, is it? Mm. No. Has he got any sound aspect or soundless thing, your God? No name. Sound is the external aspect. Through sound we can approach him easily. Sound can give sound God. Sound is also God, must be God, not this illusory sound produced in this empirical world. But sound God, if we approach the God, then the sound aspect will come nearest.
But Guru Maharaj, even I was not initiated in Harinam, I was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantram for many years.
That you have got not faith, proper regular faith, but haphazard faith. Mm. But that is also something, because you imitate so many devotees. There is something, some shadow-like thing. But when you yourself give yourself sacrifice to accept that aspect of God and to connect yourself with Gurudev, then it takes a realistic position. Otherwise it is vague and imaginary. But still it has got some value, like a shadow. He has come from?
Holland.
Holland.
I had a darshan.
Through whom? Who has taken you here?
One of the first people that have told about you was Jagadev Das from Holland. He is brother of Surabhi Maharaj and Hare Krishna Das in Holland. And later on, I meet devotees.
Oh, you are a preliminary person. You trust everything very easily. And
yes.
You give also that thing very easily, is it?
Yes.
That nature you have got. Easily you accept anything? And
I accept very many things very easily, yes. Because I have certain faith.
Certain faith. Yes. Faith of different kind, according to the faith. Faith has got quality, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Different type of faith there is. But the faith also changes by the association. By the association of a person of higher faith, purer faith, our faith may take change. Shraddha, yujas shraddha saiva. In Bhagavad Gita, have you gone through any scripture?
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita?
My mother gave me the Bhagavad Gita about...
Your mother might have given.
Yes.
But have you gone through it?
I read Bhagavad Gita.
Seriously?
I thought I was reading it so seriously.
In Gita it is mentioned that Shraddha, faith is of three kinds. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. Sattvic faith, near as opposed to the truth. Rajasic is doubtful, there is suspicion. And Tamasic, just to accept the opposite thing in place of a right thing, to accept the Rajasic. That is Tamasic Shraddha, faith. So faith, not one thing, faith, classification of faith. As according to the faith, our valuation is also measured. What sort of faith he has got? A scientist, a research scholar, he is also approaching through some faith. He has got some apprehension, and in that way he conducts his research. Then if nearer the proper faith, he will be successful easily. But if wild goose catching, then he will lose his time and energy and won't produce any effect, desired result. So faith is a suggestion, suggestion of future existence of certain things. By faith, we work out on many, but faith in the real cause of the whole, that is faith proper. It is not irrelevant, but relevant faith. That is faith which inquires into the very root and existence and the future of the whole environment. Just mean, tad vijigyasastra, which makes us to inquire about the cause absolute, by which everything is produced, which is maintaining everything, and in the last, everything is entering into him. To inquire in that way, that is faith proper. To inquire the environment wholesale, that is faith proper.
I had your darshan in 82, and you also was speaking about faith at that time.
Always.
At that time you...
Faith means Shraddha. That is the beginning of the devotional world. Faith is the very basis of devotion. Faith. God, we cannot bring the God into our laboratory and go on making experiment over him, not in the objective world. But to faith, anyhow, we can have some sort of vague connection. And gradually through faith, if we approach, then one day we may hope to come in his real contact. So in a submissive way, but not in a military spirit. Above all power. All powers come from him. He is above all, controller of everything. Absolutely. We cannot control him. None can control him. He controlling everything. We have to approach the cause in that attitude. We cannot engage our military force to inquire whether there is any God or not, and they report to me, he will general. However, he will be Napoleon or Julius Caesar or Alexander or Hannibal.